You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy in the evening tonight with a chance of a shower or two. The overnight lows a little cooler into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers again. High daytime temperatures in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy Thursday night, showers expected. In fact, there's a possibility of showers in the forecast for the next couple of days. Topping Wednesday's local news, there were six Democratic candidates in the running for the city council yesterday in Niagara Falls during the primary election. They're all hoping to grab three seats that will be up for grabs in the November general election. Winners in the Democratic primary were former Department of Public Works Director John Kinney, former City Council Secretary Bridget Miles, and Realtor Noah Munoz. Those winners will be running against Republican candidates incumbent David Zajac, former City Councilman Vince Cawley, and newcomer Tanya Barone, who will all be on the Republican ticket. And also in the running will be former City Councilman John Accardo, who will be appearing on the conservative line. Incumbent Councilman Dante Miles didn't make the cut and will not appear in the November election. Early voting turnout in the primary election was said to be very low, with only 4,008 ballots cast out of an eligible 142,281 voters that were registered. Election officials say that's only about 2.82% of the voters that actually took part in the primary election. In the town of Lewiston, incumbent supervisor Steve Broderick was narrowly defeated by 45 votes in the Republican primary there. However, Broderick will still appear as a candidate on the conservative line in the November election. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report of news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really care about you, and they show it by taking care of your every need and not treating you like a number on a giant corporate drugstore. And incidentally, if your corporate drugstore is closing and you need a place to have your prescriptions delivered free, Wellness Park and Community Medical is the place. Call them for details. 260-1918, locally owned and locally operated, and they show it. And the news also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Check this out. He's been fixing appliances for 44 years, and he'll come to your house and fix your appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Simple as that, with a great price that you won't find anywhere else. But to get him there, you have to call him. So put his number on your cell phone, because you don't know when you'll need him. It's 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, sheriff deputies responded to alarm overnight at Vaughn's Cycles on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the town of Wheatfield. When they got there, they found a glass door shattered. No one was found inside the building, but video showed three males breaking the glass, entering the building, and taking a black powder gun from a showcase. That gun was valued at $400. Deputy said those thieves made their getaway in a Ford F-150 pickup. They now say they're trying to locate that vehicle. At the speedway on Lockport Road in the town of Wheatfield, a group of teens reportedly came in and made off with a quantity of beer from a cooler there. Working on a description of those teens, town constables and deputies found a group that matched and brought them back to the store for further investigation. Deputy said because of their ages, the store did not wish to press charges, but the teens were all returned to their parents, who were all notified of the situation. And at this time, deputy said no formal charges were placed. First responders were called out Wednesday morning around 8:30, reported on the Dickersonville Road at Watts Road. Unknown injuries were reported there, and volunteers from Lewiston No. 1 assisted with first aid on the scene. An accident was reported with injuries on the Sonder Settlement Road yesterday at Comstock Road. Deputies and volunteers from the Cambria Fire Company responded to that one. A two-car collision was reported on Campbell Boulevard at Fiegel Roads, with reported injuries there. Deputies and volunteers from Wendelville were called out to that one. On Tuesday afternoon, a fire was reported on the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge. Authorities tell Niagara Radio a tractor-trailer had caught on fire on the bridge. An extra tanker was called in from Lewiston number 2 to handle the fire, along with firemen from the Upper Mountain Fire Company. No report of any injuries or damage was given there. A house fire erupted on the Gasport Road Tuesday. The structure at 1643 Gasport Road showed fire in the front of the home, and no one was inside when the fire department arrived. No injuries reported. Authorities said volunteers were able to quickly knock down the flames, confining the fire to the area of origin. The cause of that blaze is under investigation. Speaking of fires, there were a number of brush fires reported in the last couple of days. Brush fires reported at 1325 Pierce Avenue in the Falls, 4700 block of Porter Road, with Lewiston number 1 extinguishing that blaze. A brush fire reported on Military Road near the Fashion Outlet Malls. And a fire also reported in the area of Lake and Maple Roads. All those blazes were attributed to the high heat in the past couple of days and possibly some careless disposal of smoking material. Well, Thursday's the day for the return of Food Truck Thursdays at the train station in Niagara Falls. A very popular event to resume for another 10 consecutive weeks at the Niagara Falls train station located at 825 Depot Avenue. The event will offer free parking, food vendors, and entertainment every Thursday for the next 10 weeks from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And they say the food truck event will go on rain or shine. This week's Food Truck Thursday will feature the entertainment of musicians Custodian Parisi, a great jazz duo, and featured food vendors will be the Sandwich Mother, Mother Cluckers, and the Rolling Cannoli. If you want the full schedule for the rest of the year concerning Food Truck Thursday, you can get the list online at NiagaraFallsUSA.org. And get ready to ride into a day of excitement at the LaSalle Library. Put this date aside, July 2nd, from 2 until 4 p.m., when the library will be hosting a bike rodeo, a family-friendly event designed to promote safe cycling, fun, and fitness. It'll feature activities and attractions for all ages. The event is free and sponsored by District Legislator Chris McKimmy. That rodeo will take place on the 2nd at the Public Library on the Public Library grounds at 8728 Buffalo Avenue, and it will include a variety of engaging activities such as a bike skill course, helmet fittings, and a bicycle repair station. They're bringing back the days of the old bicycle rodeos, which used to happen at area schools. They were hosted by Niagara Falls Police Officer Bill Zabel. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, where you can golf inside in air-conditioned comfort on the same golf simulators the pros use, whether it's raining outside or not. Call them for details at 285-0610. And remember, during the summer, golfing at the Links of Niagara in the One Niagara building is 30% off. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or at your convenience by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. Don't forget, our news is real and it's free. And here on Niagara Radio, I'm Sal Panessa.